Hey, I'm Coach Zen, a certified life, spiritual, and self-awareness coach for women. Welcome to Life Herbs Podcast, an inner development podcast designed to connect, strengthen, and nurture the interior parts of you, that is, your inner self. Here, you will receive insights that will support you in your journey so that you can reshape your life and be your best self. New episodes of Life Herbs Podcast airs bi-weekly on Sundays and is available on all major podcast platforms. Get ready to enhance your awareness of the inner self. The next question is, in what ways can one challenge their perceptions of success and redefine their definitions of happiness and fulfillment? So actually, we're just going to go ahead and jump right into that of success and what success looks like for you. Lynn, it's all you.
This ties into the first one because, you know, as you alluded to, you know, the fixed mindset points to our ego wanting to be in control. I've got everything mapped out. For some reason, things are not aligning or not happening with how I've mapped them out. And so there's a fear of failure that allies us when this happens. I mean, I am a living and breathing example of it because I grew up analytical. I worked for NASA for 10 years, with the commercial sector, really high level sort of electronic theory applications jobs, right? And so my job was to really analyze probabilities of things. And so that's how I led my life. And so what I used to do is I used to think about things that I wanted to achieve. Mm-hmm. And I would sort of map in my mind probabilities. And the least avenue that will rise up and so that it would give me less obstacles, it would take that road. And so for 9 times out of 10, it worked until I made that conscious shift. And then nothing worked. Ooh. And so it wasn't about, you know, me controlling the situation because all my life, that's worked for me. And I hated failure. And so what I found out was I had a fear of failure. And so what I needed to do is embrace the fear. And fear is actually success. Acknowledging fear is actually success. It's actually power. And so if you realize that if you are fearful about taking a step in an avenue and you acknowledge that you're fearful, but you go down that road, that's success. That's power. Everything that you've learned about yourself and you've created a self-awareness and you understand you and you understand the perceptions of what this emotion or energy is trying to teach you, and you learn that's success. I think we have this predetermined idea, this fixed idea, that success is based off of things that we map out in our mind. Ooh. When from the conscious perspective, success is infinite. Success is based off of every small, medium, and large energetic happening that you encounter every single day. And if you maneuver that, and if you brace it, and you come out being more aware, that's success. And it could be something not even remotely attached to your own goals or anything. And that's what you have to understand. Everything that you do is about you being self-aware about something happening to you. And the whole mantra of this whole discussion is we have to train ourselves to get out of our own way and get our egos out of it and understand that our higher self is putting us in positions for us to learn lessons. And 100% of the time, it's never what we think it is. And so we have to understand that. And so we may be charging down the road after a certain goal and success, and then a day comes up when there's a lot of family or sort of emotional things that crop up has absolutely nothing to do with our goals. But we try to maneuver around that. We try to hide that. We try to suppress that. What your higher self is wanting you to do is it want you to sit in that emotion, understand what your reaction, what your emotional reaction, what your harboring emotion is from all of these things that are happening to you. Because what we know, we can't get to the goal if we don't clear the road of every energetic emotion that we're harboring. And when things happen to us and we're triggered by that, or we're emotionally stifled by something happening, then there's something in us that we have to recognize. And once we recognize it, that's success. That's happiness. And so once you realize that, that whatever happens to me in this day, I am going to embrace it because it's all energy. When I wake up, it's all energies. I don't want to like to qualify it as positive or negative. I like to qualify it as energy. So with this energy that happens to me, I am going to embrace it no matter what it is. And then I'm going to understand what I need to learn from it. I'm going to be an observer of my emotions and thoughts. And then at the end of the day, I'm going to feel successful and in gratitude for the energy that was gracefully brought to me for that day. And I'm going to be a better person and a higher level person as a result of it. And so that's about success. And so we have to really reconfigure what we consider success, because success is pre-programmed off of everything or limiting beliefs. And so in the quantum field, anything is possible. But to get to that belief that anything is possible, we've got to clear the road of the energetic things that we have been harboring all of our lives. And we all do it. We all do it. So there is no one on this earth that hasn't harbored energetic emotions in our lives. And so we have to understand that. And so that's the way we challenge our success. Everything is about success. Everything small, medium, or large, our own realization of self-awareness of how we maneuver through that, that's success.
1,000%, Lynn, because society perpetuates the message that this is what success looks like. And I'm inviting everybody who is listening to really start questioning that, because it's not about what people outside of yourself and anything external is labeling as success. It truly is about what does success look like to you? What is living a fulfilling life look like to you? What is happiness? And I love, Lynn, how you stated that it's within every single day. It's not even like, let's say I have a goal that, and I actually do have this goal that I want to be in arenas. I've seen dreams of me selling out arenas with conferences and retreats and such. It doesn't mean that I have to get to that goal in order to be successful. Me taking the steps in arriving at my desired outcome, that's success. And I truly believe what the true success It's not even external. It's what lies within you. If you have a growth mindset, that's success. If you are meditating or utilizing other techniques to be more present with self, that's success. Because that is what is truly going to fuel your success, to support you in evolving. You all, meditation, and Lynn talks about it very often because it's so real and it's so true. Meditation is key. And what I define as meditation is being present and being in stillness. I had somebody share with me that they were having difficulties in doing that and in meditating, but they had shared that they do their skincare routine. They have found their meditative practice in, you know, they go to the bathroom before they go to bed and they just spend time with self, and they've created a ritual around them in engaging in their skincare routine. And I said, that's amazing. That's beautiful. As long as that supports you, that's phenomenal. Because in order for us in life to be able to make the most optimal choices and the most optimal decisions for ourselves, which is also tied to success, you have to know how to be present to be able to be fully engaged in the moment. That's the definition of presence, as well as understanding what mindfulness truly is. And the only way to truly understand that is through meditation. Even if that meditation looks like you taking time with self, being still and being present, and journaling, it's very, 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 very key. So I love that. I love that, Lynn. I love everything that you stated. Community, are you coded? Choose the comfortable, stylish, eco-friendly clothing with Coded Leaf. That's right. Coded Leaf offers a full line of organic loungewear, from t-shirts, which are my absolute faves, to socks, panties, sweatsuits, and more, that caters to both men and women. Caters to everybody, y'all, of all shapes and all sizes. That's right. Their mission is simple: to make high quality apparel while protecting our planet by sustaining its resources. Discover sustainable fashion at your fingertips today. The leaves change, but the code remains. Get coded today. Visit their Facebook page at symbol Coded Leaf, or visit www.codedleafinc for more information. Do something awesome for yourself while making a tremendous impact in our world. This information is also located in the show notes. Blessings and abundance.
Yeah, so I want to add something, because you said, because one of the things when I started, and I think it was last year, and the mirror thing is very critical, because I assume that she's doing the, you know, the skincare when he's looking in the mirror, right? That's mirror work. And so people don't understand. And so when I was, and I get up in the morning, and I would, I do my meditation, then I go upstairs, and then I do, you know, brush my teeth, wash my face, get in the shower. So every time I'd be in the mirror, I'd get messages, and I'm looking at myself, right? And so when I realized that that's mirror work, that I'm actually speaking to myself, and the messages that are coming in clear because I'm actually focused and speaking to myself, that's meditation.
Yes, it is.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yes, it is. And thank you for speaking on that, Lynn, because it's so important. When people hear the word meditation, they often feel, you know, you're sitting with your legs crossed and you're meditating. And there are different forms of meditation, and there's different ways that you can do that. So I love, Lynn, that you also, thank you for that follow-up in regards to that, because what she is doing is mirror work. And that is a form of meditation, but she's implementing the skincare. And I love to micro moments of meditation. This is something that has really supported me, because when people hear the word meditation, if they're newer to meditation or working on engaging in meditation more, they feel that it takes all this time. You can have micro moments of meditation. I do this all the time, especially because oftentimes I'm going into meetings, I'm going into sessions, I'm going into trainings, I'm going into different areas and different spaces and containers, and they are very highly stimulating. And Lynn, I know you can relate to this because you are very in tune with energy as well. When it comes to people, a lot of people being in one space,
absolutely,
I am not able, and you and I, Lynn, have had this conversation. It really, because I'm so in tune with energies and I feel the energies, and it's very stimulating, as well as I also have big energy and give off a lot of energy. It can be very draining and it can be very fatigued. And Lynn, I'd love for you to speak on this as well. So I'm not spaces outside of that. Right? I'm not able to be in those spaces all the time. So I take micro moments of meditation before I go into a space, whether I'm being driven there or I drive myself there. Before I get out of the vehicle, I take a moment. I take a moment with self. I check in with self. I do some breath work to really support me in the space that I'm going in. I'll say a prayer as well into the space that I'm going in, and even when I leave the space. And it's very key for me too. I've realized a part of my care tag is not being in spaces like that, that are back to back. There has to be some type of space in between it. Like if I'm going to a big event one day, it may be necessary for me to leave early if I have to go to another event or what have you the next day, or more than likely, I will not attend that event the next day. Or maybe the next day that event is in the evening when the day before the event was in the afternoon. Like I really pay attention to my care tags to really support me in those spaces. What about you, Lynn? Because I know you've talked about this as well.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. You have to carve out some micro moments in your day for you to release and regenerate. And no matter what that is, and there's infinite ways to do that, and everyone should really look in within themselves and find out what works for them. Well, for me, I'm taking a Qigong sort of course, right? And it's a Shaolin course, and it's a Buddhist created course. And so I was reading up on the series, and the first course was breath work. And what I realized is that I wasn't really utilizing breath as intensely as I should. And so I did some research, and because what we know is breath moves energy inside of you. That's what moves the energy. And so that's why people really talking about breathing and breath work and breathing from the diaphragm and filling up the belly and breathing, have that breath, really move through you. That literally moves the energy within you. And so when I started to do that, and so as I walk in, large gatherings, and so my day is like, and I've sort of, mentioned this several times, it's like walking outside in a 50 mile an hour wind all day, every day. That's me. And so I have to understand that. And so when I feel that the energy is sort of, you know, sitting in me, I start to feel achy, I feel pain. And so what I do is I take micro moments and I breathe breath work, and it moves that energy out. And so what I've learned is the breath work that I do is I wasn't really doing the breath as intensely as I should for the energetic person that I am. I receive a ton of energy all night, all day, and it becomes to the point where I have to really be self-aware enough to move that energy all day and every day. And it has literally changed my life. And so what I do is I fill up my belly as much as I can, that first breath. And then what I do is and then I keep breathing in to what that I fill up my lungs, right? And then what I do is I relax my shoulders and I visualize me breathing through my collarbone. So I'm taking short breaths. And so that's that first breath. And so I'm holding my breath and I'm taking in short breaths as much as I can. I keep my spine direct. And I'm visualizing it on my third eye. And what that does is that moves that energy, because the pineal gland has to feel like it's in a state of panic so that it sparks all of those millions and millions of magnetite crystals in the pineal gland. It has to spark. And so how it sparks is the breath, is it feels like it's, you're at death's door. And it takes some practice for me, because when I first had to do it, I couldn't hold my breath as much. So now I can literally fill up my belly, fill up my lungs, take those short breaths, and I can really feel the vibration coming from my lower spine all the way up to my head, and I can feel my head trembling. It trembles. That's telling me that that energy is moving, and it's moving up. And then every morning in my meditations, I do that. If I feel like I'm, harboring energy, I do that. And so what that's allowed me to do is I've really ignited opening up that pineal gland even more, to where I've actually reached higher dimensions. And it's about breath. Everything is about breath. And so if you're doing mirror work, it's about breath. If you're walking, just walking, it's about breath. It's about moving. Everything is about breath. And so so no matter what you're doing, you have to retrain yourself to breathe so that you constantly move your energy. And that's what it's about. And so that way you can walk into, a large gathering, and you can feel all those energies. And there are some protections, there's some affirmations you can say, ask your guides and your angels to protect you from all negative and energies going into something and all that. You can say all of that. And then once you go there, you can be present. And then when you can feel the energies, you kind of walk out, take a breath, and you move the energy. And it has been a shift in my really interaction with people. And it's done wonders, and it's allowed me to tap in immediately, but it takes practice. And so you have to understand that anything that you are doing, it takes repetition and it takes practice. And so you have to be committed to it. You have to be committed to you. You have to be committed to you. And that doesn't include anybody else, sons, daughters, husbands, wives. You have to be committed to you. And to do that, you have to be committed to the breath, to the work, to the moving that energy that you take in every day, that you consume every day. Because some people wake up and they're in pain. I wake up every night in pain. And so because I know that 2 or 3 in the morning, I'm getting a download of light energy. And that's light energy that fills me up. And so I got to get up and I got to move it. And so I breathe, within seconds, it's gone. Because I've learned you have to move the energy. You have to move it. And to move it, you have to breathe correctly. And so that's my suggestion. This is all about breath. Mm-hmm.
Ladies, are you ready to be a part of something truly special? Come join a powerful community of incredible women and develop lasting bonds in an affordable, safe, and sacred space. Experience the rewards that come with connection. Get access to amazing resources as well as unwavering support. Join now and unlock new possibilities for growth in your life. Get started today by visiting my website, www.lifeverbswithanSco.com, and use promo code 15OFF, that's the number 15, and the word OFF in capital letters, to receive 15% off of your membership price. Join us at the Women's Circle for an unforgettable evening of stories, strength, and support. This information is also located in the show notes. Blessings and abundance. I loved that you talked about that specific gland, Lynn, because and the deep belly breathing, because belly breathing, I actually talked about this in the in-person Women Circle at the Healing Environment. We were discussing how we were doing belly breath breathing and introspective reflection, utilizing them together. And how the belly breath is great for reducing stress because it reduces the stress hormone of cortisol, which causes anxiety, depression, fatigue. It can also lower your libido for men and women when you're under high stress and that cortisol hormone is high. So the belly breath really reduces that. And then also when you were talking about that specific gland, it's actually a part of the endocrine system. And you all, the endocrine system, it's a complex network of glands, of organs, but its purpose is to coordinate your body's one metabolism, your energy level, and it's the response to stress and your mood, as well as so many other things. So what Lynn and I are basically saying is, breathing is free. Breathing is free, you all. Take those moments. Many of you have those digital watches, whether it's an Apple Watch or Google Watch. I think Google may have a watch, what have you. These digital watches, and they tell you when to breathe. And I've heard so many people tell me that they just ignore it. No, take that time to breathe. Do that deep belly breath. You can do that anywhere. Breathe deep. I like to breathe. I like to inhale deeply, just how Lynn said. Expand your stomach till it's not able to expand anymore. And I love to high sigh out. And I like to put my hands over my belly so I can feel the deflation of my belly, because it's very therapeutic and it's very calming. That's a great moment for you to be with self. That's also great. I was actually looking at a diagram, Lynn, that talked about a situation that occurs. It was a diagram chart, and it was saying with this situation, this occurs with anxiety, and this is what happens with someone who does not have anxiety. And the difference, just to see that actually mapped out in a diagram, was just absolutely amazing. And it was also showing how us as humans, we can be so quick to react. And instead of reacting, do that deep belly breath. Breathe. Be with it. Notice the sensations in your body, because the sensations in your body is very much, if you're very attuned, and if you're not, you can train yourself to be more attuned and you can elevate your vibration to be more attuned, but it's sending a message. It's sending a message. For instance, if there's a situation that happens, you pause with that situation. You're thinking it through. You're doing the evaluation of the thought. You pause and take that deep belly breath. And you notice that your heart is still racing. That's the message to slow down. Take some more deep breaths. Let's calm the body so that the message that is being offered to you can be delivered. And maybe that's, for instance, how I mentioned, you know, being in the vehicle, about to go into an event. If my heart's beating fast, it's saying, stay here a little bit longer and take more time for yourself. Possibly that could be the message. So I love, Lynn, that you mentioned that.
Hey y'all, Pink Lady here. I'm a podcast producer, director, coach, and host. And I want to tell you all about my production company, Pink Lady Productions. We collaborate with creatives like you who are driven to share your message by launching your podcast from A to Z and coaching you through the process. To learn more about our services, check out our website at pinkladyprod.com. That's PinkLadyProd.com.
Just work on expanding your breath. Work on, so whatever there, and like Zen said, there are a number of different myriad ways of really breath work. And you have to understand that you have to find something that works for you. Now, I just sort of relate something, an example on this podcast, something that works for me, and you can try it. If it doesn't work for you, then there's YouTube, like Zen said, there's a bunch of things. But the whole purpose is for you to seek and for you to find what works for you. What you cannot do is sit on your hands believing that things will change. You are responsible for your growth. Nobody else. You are. And so as you go within, work on that breath, work on exercising that pineal gland so that you tap into that level of consciousness, that there's a whole plethora of infinite realities, infinite problem solving, infinite creativity, all of that. You'll find that you'll be able to maneuver through life more fluidly.
You all, I encourage you. In fact, I don't only encourage you, it is vital, it is key, and it is necessary in order to see things shift in your life. In order to reshape your reality, in order to evolve and get on the other side of whatever situation that's taking place in your life or whatever you are experiencing, what I'm about to say is what you just got to do. And that's to take a deep breath. That's it. I would love to hear from you. Visit my website, www.lifeverbswithasspodcast.com, to let me know how this podcast episode activated you today. Send in your lifer, the rooting system that anchors you, and any questions that you would like to be answered. Be sure to like and review this podcast wherever you listen to it. To learn more about my personal coaching services for women, to join the Women's Circle, which is a virtual, supportive, uplifting, and empowering group of women who meet monthly from all over the globe. And to receive my quarterly newsletter, visit my website, www.lifeverbspodcast.com. Contact me on Instagram, @lifeverbspodcast. All this information is located in the show notes. Always remember to keep your soul hydrated and your spirit fortified.